You can catch it down at store. Ride back up the house and jump off of it, you know. So Daddy caught him one day doing it. And he told the engineer, you know, said, when you come by the store down there, stop. Watch and see if them boys, them two boys of mine, sewing around, if they are, you make them get off. Said, yes, I'll do it, but, you know, men working, a lot of them catch a thing and I don't even know nothing about it. If I see them on there, though, I'll make them get off. But I don't think they had to. But I think they knew what to get if they got back on it. But they used to catch it up there, and them old big packers look like them old big road packers, twice as big then as they are now. But I sat and laid there many a time and watched them boogers. Couldn't get out. I slipped out on the back one time. Daddy was grinding cane and butchering hogs, and I slipped out on the back, and I didn't know he was up the corner kicking, you know, and he's walking. I was standing on the porch. He walked around and I said, "Boy, what are you doing out here?" I was out there on the porch looking, man, I turned and went back for the door. I said, "Well, Daddy, I want to get out." I said, "Man, I'm tired standing in this room. I've been in here. I don't care how long I've been here, a long time." And I had to eat Jell-O. It's the only thing I could eat. I ate that stuff, and I said, "Well, when I get big, never get over this, I'll never want no more Jell-O." For years, I wouldn't eat it. So finally, Mom got to buying it, and I started back to eating it. But boy, I've eaten that. But back then, when they had an old-timey ice box, you know, where you bought the ice and had it. Well, they didn't have much of an ice box then. They put it out in the milk dairy, you know, had them out on the outside, you know, on the legs, looked like a dish. Well, it looked like your
shell.
No, it looked like
I've seen them. Where was it?
Maybe there at the house, you know, back then. You know, the old people all back then, they didn't do too much, or have too much ice. I know you used to keep milk back there. You know that stuff in the shower?
No.
And set right in there, in that screen place, you know?
Yeah.
Mom would get the cream off and make butter out of it and all that stuff. Keep her eggs in there and it stayed cool.
Now, was that in the house?
No, so that was out on the tree.
Yes.
Outside.
Yeah. Now, a lot of times, I remember seeing them underneath the house. They'd dig out a little bit.
Yeah.
And they'd have a ledge along there. And, you know, the ground would be a little cool. But you didn't do that.
No, so they kept theirs on the outside. It looked just like a safe. That's what I've been trying to think. You know the old-time safes with screen doors and screen sides.
Oh, yeah.
And all. They used to sit out there and, well, I don't know, people didn't worry about ice back then like you do now. Of course, I don't believe it's was it hot back as it is now. But
I don't believe
it right there. So, I tell you, it's still getting hot.
I tell you one thing a fella had then that he don't have now. A lot of weather like this, you know, he'd have that prickly heat.
I used to have that old rash come on me and scratch it and drag, gosh.
Yeah.
Heat, you know, jump up on you.
Why don't I fix
a
pretty soon
while
you're waiting on Cookie, and then you'll be...
Something missing on that cracker.
So then when you come
in...
Well, I'm going to be missing. I'm going. I got to go. I got to get my cow some feed. I got a sick cow out there. No kidding.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I was telling you, I had that calf a little bit young.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm going to have to do something with her. She's getting thinner and thinner. And I got a note, like I told Miss Miles. Miss Miles didn't look at the note. She might not read my reading. Now, she might think I'm pulling her leg, but I hadn't. I ain't pulling her leg. Now, this is fact. I have to write notes. A lot of times I walk in the store and won't. Something and walk right out of it. Get back home. Did you get so and so? Mom, this is the first time I thought about it. See, now, I don't know where you can write that. That goes to Mr. Gibson's store for feed for cow.
It sure can be.
And that's what I have to, have to do.
Whereabouts is that?
Yeah, so at Fairfield.
Oh, he sells feed?
Yes. He's high, though. I was. Man, he still is.
Well, Frank, you can afford to pay a little premium and not have to. Won't you bring it to you from O'Callaghan?
Yes, I can get Seminole. I got them. I owe Seminole now, but I need to put it down there. Yeah, they'll bring it out on Thursday. They won't bring it no other day, though. You know, that's their only delivery day, not unless they run in 2 days, and that'd be Thursday and Friday.
Well, they bring it over here on Friday.
Well, Frankie, does he stay open late?
Well,
because you see Cookie's coming out to do this.
Well.
Well, he needs to look all right.
Yes, I'm going to have to go. I'll probably see y'all sometime tomorrow. Get that thing going, man, and don't stop me. We got to get that hay up now. Like Willie said, we got to get it up. If we're going to get it, we got to get it. He's up young on the job, me trying to get the hay up.
What Willie say? How much do you think you ought to get done?
Well, I don't know. You know, me and you and him said out there is, cut it all. See, if we get it all, it'd all be ready tomorrow evening.
Oh, yeah.
I believe the baler.
Yeah,
because it ain't gonna last. It ain't gonna take long. Cause it's hot out there.
It's hot out there.
So I sure wish we could got knocked down. Great.
Frankie said it's pretty good over there, far.
Yeah, it's better than what I thought. Mm-hmm. Gonna raise some hay now. If that blame thing wouldn't catch it out here on the end and bed it up with. I'd get going all right. No, blade cuts good if you just didn't do that.
That's right. And your blade cuts good.
But, I don't know. You're talking about that skipping. That thing started down young before you got to me. I thought it was the gas. That's the reason I looked at the gas.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, you can't tell. It might be a little bit of stuff in the cobra. You know, try something. Well, I'm going to have to go.
You know, Frankie,
I got my thunder back young.
Let's see. What time tomorrow, after... You ought to have, or the dew ought to get off.
Yeah.
Well, it don't really hurt it.
If you want to bale it Saturday, it ought to get that sun.
But,
that's going to have to, somebody going to have to work on that tractor a little bit. So,
well, if Cookie gets it working, I'll be over here and,
well, I can call you, Frankie, when he comes. I can leave word at the house there for you if you're not there.
Well, he coming out today?
He said he's snowed under right now, but he tried to get out as soon as he could.
He gonna be out, tonight.
All right. Well,
you call me.
All right. I'll call you as soon as he comes.
Yes. I want to see if I get that
key. Now this is Channel 2 Right, I think. That's the end of Frankie. Now, this is the next day on Friday, the 31st of July. Friday, the 31st of July, Channel 2 Right. Frankie's out mowing, and Willie just had lunch, and he went out. He's going out now to relieve Frankie. He's going out to relieve Frankie, and this is 115, Channel 2 Right. 115, Channel 2 Right. Willie's gone out to relieve Frankie. Frankie can come in and have a bite. Now, this is Channel 2 Right, 115, a little better now. This is Friday, the next day, 131st of July, 1970. Friday, the 31st of July, 1970. Willie's been talking for about an hour in there while he had lunch. But we never got to Mr. Zetrow at that, Bernie. Now he's gone out to leave Frankie. This is 120, Channel 2 Right.
Is that Andrew?
Come in here, sir.
Man, I done eat mess. Come on. I eat fuck on you. I was late getting over here. Well, I don't know what time Willie got over here.
I go out here.
It was late, and I told him I'd come in and get me a glass of tea if you...
My name's Faye. Sit down here and drink this tea. And that's
Miles.
Got. Faye is my name.
I don't know.
Miss Miles.
Hush your mouth.
I don't know anybody calls him Miss Miles.
I don't know how to answer when you call
maybe,
me.
Maybe
that's good.
Maybe she ought to
give
get
the answers to a man's prayer.
Maybe okay. Somebody ought to. I'm going to get the gas can
up. Yes, my eat before I left. I didn't know what Willis was going to do. I went to Willis, see. And I thought Sybil was talking about her brother Miles. I said, I don't know anything about no points or plugs for Miles. Man, I'm creasing that thing. If I hadn't had to get some water, I wouldn't have let Willie have it. I kept right on going.
Willie look good over there.
So I can get it done.
Guy said you were really doing it.
Yeah. Don't let it get messed up then. Trying to get it done, see? We're going to be fouled up anyway. I don't know, me and Willie don't like to work on Sunday. I don't know about Mr. Miles.
Well, you don't have to work on Sunday.
What am I
going
to do?
Can you get it up tomorrow?
I don't think so. It's going to be dry enough. I thought he'd get it up what we had yesterday and see, and Mr. Lee thinks so.
Well, we can get it up Monday.
He's sick. Can't be yet Monday.
Oh, we get up tomorrow afternoon late. We can get up.
Work on a job the first 3 days of the week, see, and then the rest of the week's going to mine, not unless he wants something urgent done, and I had to work a half a day yesterday, but.
I tell you what, we'll just cross our fingers. We can get up late tomorrow afternoon. Think you're going to do it all?
Well,
think
I have.
Cut it all?
Yes.
Golly, Frankie.
I'm gonna cut it all.
The thing about it is, it's
see,
light
Willis
until 9 o'clock.
Willis got to go. See.
Eat this. This is fresh ham.
Pretty
I just
soon.
Cooked it.
Too hot. Yeah, I ain't got no more appetite for nothing. Like I say, I eat before I went to Willis, and it was late when I got over here. I don't know. Must have been something 11. I don't know what time he's over here. I was gonna say a while ago. She said. And I wasn't paying no attention to her. All I knew it, she said, Mr. Miles. And I thought she said Miles, you know. Her brother Miles.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, what time is he going to be back tomorrow? I said, well, I don't know. You know him. Says he's over there trying to find some plugs and points and things. I said, well, I don't know nothing about Miles' points and things. So I got to think. I said, oh, you mean he's over at Mr. Guy Miles? He said, yeah. Said, he's been over. So, I said, no. I said, they didn't call me and tell me anything about where they were. I said, well, Miss Miles told me where they were, but I just up and forgot where to tell him they were.
This is
so,
our day we have to go to the town. We have to go to work.
Y'all just work on Friday, huh?
Well, that thing's really roaring out there now.
Boy, I'm telling you, that tea. That's better than any food.
Uh-huh.
See, I'm a regular tea thing, I guess you call it. But that's sure good.
I tell you, Frankie, I got something to say about this hay, too. And I'm going to see that you get the best of it. Because you got the most cows that need it. Yes, sir.
No, I'm
yes,
doing
sir.
This for Miss Mom. Yeah.
No, you're doing it for Seth. That's sir. If it's any good hay, you're going to get it.
Well, ain't
he's ordered some stuff for tomorrow. Tomorrow for the next time. Put some nitrogen on that so you really have a good crop.
Well, it's better hay than what I thought. Of course, I didn't walk, you know, too far out in it. Me and Betty and went out there when first come. Was he down in the lane and mowing. And he seen me. And I waved at him. And so he come on back up. And I done walked out there. Of course, I'm this way. I didn't, you know, I was scared maybe to go too far, see. So I went out and Which I'm looking for America, you know. I'm looking for it to be about as high as your cabinet, sir, but...
Next time it will.
But I knew by here there ain't too much of it I seen yet grow, and I've seen it grow in some mighty rich places. It's almost any kind of tractor, but it's some good hay out there. I'll have to admit, they, you know, it's real good down yonder where it wasn't even no fertilizer put on.
That's the truth.
I guess air must blow the way, got
uh-huh.
a little one.
Uh-huh.
But boy, I'm telling you, it's better than what I figured, and it's better than what Willie figured, too. You walk out in anything like that, a lot of times you can't tell. But I was in a hurry. My niece wanted to come over here. She wanted to see where y'all live. You know.
Yeah, she's
said,
nice.
Well, says, if you won't stay too long talking, Frank said, I want to look at the show when you get back. I said, oh, I ain't going to stay. So, and got over here and stayed. Oh, it's your night, great day. Man, my mouth, I just didn't talk much. Nobody couldn't get a dozen words out of him.
Who was that friend?
Me.
Now he just talks all the time.
Mr. Miles, he's just about to get my feathers riled out there.
What's, I don't know what you're talking about.
He's talking about how much better hay that is than he ever thought it was.
Oh yeah, it's a lot better than what I thought it was going
to
be.
Well, it looks better to me. I wonder what it is.
I don't know. It just, like I told her, I didn't go out in it too far. And I don't mind Willie did either. So, but there's a lot of good hay for Bahia. I'm not no Bahia man for hay, but it's good grass. So.
Well, it'll supplement. You want some lime?
No, man.
Give him a little.
I can drink it fast. See, when I'm home, I'll make it in them great big gallon jars, two of them, and a pitcher. She puts it in that thing. I don't use ice hardly ever. It stays in there all the time. So I just keep drinking it out.
That's the way to have it. All you gotta do is pour it then.
Willie don't like it that way.
Frank, it looked, the other day when we looked at it, you know, you and Willie come over here, it looked like it was all dried out.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought, you know, it ought to be greener.
Yes.
But you run into a bunch of it every now and then. Real green.
Yes.
And that old mole looks like just slice it.
Yes.
Better than that tough one. Well, I tell you, that bear is just like wire. When it gets old, it's tough.
Oh, it is.
Miss Miles, I believe I will have some.
I thought you would. I'm going to call you Mr. Chew.
Well.
You put me. Call what you want to order.
Yeah, you can call me a little boy.
What?
It don't matter.
What are you, Frank? Going around this way is not as good as going the other way.
Well, see, that's what I wanted to get out, and I didn't know which way Cookie was going to take it. See.
Yeah.
I started telling him, you know, to go around like you started all the way around. Well, I knew that's the way to go, but what I was going to try to do, I didn't know where y'all wanted the whole thing taken in, see.
Yeah.
And I was going to cut it off. See, I was going to try to get me a
land
and go around with it, see, and cut the land out, see, to what we figured maybe we want to take up first.
Yeah.
But Willie said, well, cut it all down, to take it all. So I said, all right, here's the tractor. I said, you go ahead and set it out just like you want it.
That's
run
the
it.
Way, yeah.
So he went around due time, and yeah. I take it and run it on to a while ago.
Well, now why don't you turn the other way around, come back the other way?
Can't do that. That's what we was doing yesterday, we were doing it the wrong way. That's
Whoa.
What we're calling it choke up. See, you got that slide that sits over here, if you set your wheel right up on top of the edge of this grass, see?
Yeah.
That slide right in that open place down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's right.
And see your motorboard out there? It knocks that out.
Yeah.
For you.
Just opens it up for you. Wheel.
For the next time. It's easy, and I mowed, used to have to mow one up down at Mr. Carpenter's New Holland, which it was on wheels.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, it rolled behind it. It had a long shaft, see. going to try to PTO, and it had a cover over it, and the blade, and when it hit a stick or anything, it jammed that thing, it'd swing right out and go whoo, make a ringing noise.
Oh.
And you look around and honey, your blade out, honey, you're pulling it right on.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
the hard level, you broke anything like that, see. It had a clutch, one of these safety clutches. And you back up, so you have to back up.
Yeah.
And that thing jumped back in them two big fingers, see.
Yeah.
But you know, it kinda aggravates me a lot of times, you know, when it hit that cow manure, you know, you'd be all going for it. Yeah, you know, it wouldn't be nothing but a few weeds out there first of the year, you know, cutting it down.
Yeah.
Them old, I call it the lonesome weed. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's a Texas weed, where we got any Texas flowers down here in Florida or not. But that land out there, Mr. Cockles had a bush grew up. Remind me of old prairie weed or something.
Well, you see how much I know about it. I know enough to, you know, just
well,
to
you
get
know
started.
Know much about it that I do, probably.
That's why we
well,
have
no.
to have you, Frankie.
No, I know this equipment a little better than you do, because I've used it. But the time you use it a little while, you'll know a whole lot about
it.
It goes
along all right. The trouble of it is that thing just hanging up yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, that had us all worried.
That's tedious.
Which now, Willie put that. Willie, I don't know. I guess he must have put them points or something. And he said he started up and the thing run. Said he didn't know where to start messing with that. Said, for a long time, he couldn't find the points and plugs. Miss Miles told several, and after that, she told several, she forgot to tell Willie. He got over in, he couldn't find the plugs and things. So, said he kept looking around, said, something about that cushion on that, on that seat looked funny. And so he just, accidentally said, fixing to walk away from it, just leave it. And he said, that thing kind of looked funny, sticking up in that seat like that. And he raised it up and seen that box sticking up. Said, a lot of the dog. So he just, well, he just got on putting the new points on it. He said it run all right when he first started up.
Yeah. Well, yes, so, it'll do that.
And he put them points and plugs in it. And doggone it, it was sitting there. He said, well, let's get a drink of water before we go out there. And we went over and get some more, and it started skipping. Like that. He said, shoot, that's in the cupboard. That's not the points or anything. So he went over and did something, carburetor. It cleared up. Been running ever since. Right.
Yeah.
He said, might have been, yesterday when it first started me, it kind of made a skipping. Like
yeah.
It might be,
yeah.
You know, trash going in the carburetor.
That's right. It didn't seem like the ignition. That's right. It seemed like it
did. That little old bug is doing all right out there today, though.
You know, they ought to keep making this model. Now, I wouldn't make this model, I'd make the next one. You know, the next one was considerably bigger. And
yes, that's
it's the Jubilee.
Jubilee. That's
yeah.
First year after 63, wasn't it? 53?
53. Now, that 53 is as good a tractor as I need. As a matter of fact, it's better than what I've got.
I drove one pulling a 6-foot bush hog, rolling grass over hay. And that bugger and half a bone eat on.
Yeah.
Oh, Willie said, well, he says, see, that's the first year they come out with a Jubilee in 53. It's where they crossed over from calling it the Ford Ferguson or the Ford Tractor. See, they call it the little Ford.
Mm-hmm.
You see, out in the Martins is, I believe Willie said yours might be a year newer than Martins. See. Next year.
Doesn't look like it.
No, it looked like the same thing to me.
I wish we could get sort of organized on a little better, hey, Frankie. I can fix this ground over here in no trouble. But, I could go get the Pensacola or Pangola or whatever we want to put in there. But you at that stage, you got to have plenty of help, cause you want to get it fresh cut and put it right square dab in and cut it right in, and you don't want to leave it laying there, huh?
Should be somebody on a tractor when you make the first round. Yes, start cutting it in. That's the way we used to do out there at home.
Well, you see, I haven't got enough help to do that, and I can't hire anybody, you see, to depend on.
Oh, my goodness. All that money you got just going like Mr. It's going to go dead on you if you don't turn it over.
Well, you know, if you had all the money in the world, you can't get somebody
like,
to help you
like
find
Mr. Like Mr. Zetron?
He ain't just,
What's he going to do with all that money? Enjoy it.
Well, shoot, he ain't going to enjoy it. If he was, he'd be taking off. He's been taking off now. They won't even take vacation.
No. Let me tell you, you know, having that money does him more good than anything else. He just enjoys having it, don't he?
Yeah, he owns half inch farther in one bank, no killing. Half in Gainesville, so. I'm just saying that, he'd say. If he'd walk up here right now and say, ain't that right, Mr. He'd say, what's that, Frankie? Say, you got half interest in one Ocala Bank, one game here. Say, well, I'm hiding you got about as much as I got. That's just about what he say. You know, I ain't got nothing. Shoot, I ain't got a hole. Not fill up a hole. Yeah, man. Of course, you take them two grandkids and enjoy all that.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, man.
Because his daughter, she got plenty herself.
Yeah. Yeah.
All that old stuff, like that Model A I use. Drive around there, you know.
Huh?
Old Model A I use around there, you know. Cut down and made a truck out of it. Old back yonder in the 40s. Down there when he first built his garage, yeah. A couple of guys wanted to run a garage there, you know. So they let them run it, you know. So they had a long end. A lot of people didn't have none but old Model A's. So he got the so-called, or these boys got the so-called and cut it down. So he made them a little runabout and get tools and things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. He kind of take a liking to it. And he asked one day what it take. Pot said, well, whatever he give him. I don't know what he give him, Pot. But he's had it a long time. But you know how that little thing comes in handy? Get out there spraying or something. Don't have no doors or nothing on it. It's just like a Jeep, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I run all over the field, haul posts around and all that stuff. Of course, he's got the three trucks besides that. He got two pickups. One great big truck. Wade handled his last year buying big trucks. He had a sharing his daddy's truck, see. Him and Albert both, see, they're the only two boys and there's one girl. And he used to use it. He wanted to use it, say he'd use it. And when Albert wanted to use it, he'd use it. But Albert kept it the most. So they'd parked up behind that daddy's shed, you know. The daddy was dead. And so it stayed up back for years. And finally, I guess he must have sold it. I don't see it around. I don't know where that truck got off to. Must have sold it. But Mr. Albert went ahead and bought him one.
Oh, did he?
Bought him a new one in 60. I believe it's a 60. I don't know. It might be a 65. I don't believe he's had it that long. 66. It's a 6. I believe it's 66671.
Well, what do you work out of over there? That little Model A?
When I'm spraying and all, I just put the cans and all on it. It takes about 9 cans and a spray gun full. You go out, spray. I spray thistle, I do that.
Well, you know what? I haven't had anything like that to work out of. I used to have a station wagon. It wore out, but the body was good.
I can tell you just as good a thing as you'd want. Is that tractor out there, that Chamois?
Yeah.
You can get them two pieces, come back out like this. Make you a frame. We ain't gonna let it down or pick it up. Me and Johnny did that over there.
Yeah.
We had two, had old boy make two metal things. We could pick up logs.
Yeah.
And throw them on the pile. Well, we thought we had it there, you know. First start, me and him started off, we taking two pieces of oak and made us two slides and tried to brace that thing. But it wasn't whole. It'd break. You get them doggone things under it, you know, and it'd break.
Well,
we got this
you.
Metal thing, and got that guy, they got that guy to weld it, two prongs on that. And shoot, he built a little old body up on the back. I haul feed. I know one thing, that thing like turned over in one time. I put one bag of feed too much.
Yeah.
And bought a front end that CA tractor went up in that shed like that. It just dumped two sacks off. Level right back down.
Yeah.
Didn't even bump, hardly bump the tires. So I said,
I'd like to see the way y'all got it rigged up.
It's, well, I think it's longer than this table.
Yeah.
And it's about, I don't know, must have been, it's close to 30 or 36 inches wide, deep, I mean.
Yeah.
And it sits right back on the back seat, where it's by your lip. You can let it go
yeah.
right down the ground like you want to
yeah.
pick up a big rock.
Yeah.
And you can't pick it up.
Yeah.
Just let it down on the ground and two men roll it over.
Yeah.
Carry it on out. We did logs that way. That
yeah.
same thing. Me and Johnny said.
Well, that really saved the lifting.
Man, it saved us a lot. Even that feed. So you can let that thing down if your lift is working.
Yeah.
But them lifts got like yours. They want to worry, you know.
Yeah.
Go up.
You know
what? Either go down.
Let me tell you, Frankie, if I come over there sometime and you're there, would you show me around a little bit?
Where's that at?
That tractor.
I don't know where that thing's at.
With the lift to it, the one you use.
You mean talking about Miss Sarah?
The one you just told me, yeah.
No, well, he ain't got, he's got a H bomb on.
Well, what tractor was that you?
Oh, that was Johnny Mexican when me and him worked up there on Cockrell's place.
Oh.
I don't know where them CA tractors is to them. I don't know where they... But,
oh, I thought you meant you had it over there now.
No, sir. I wished I did. Shoot, I'd probably brought it over here and headed out there working. Shoot, man, I wouldn't let that thing sit around and do nothing. I wished I did have one. That's the reason I was trying to buy that one from you.
Which one you were trying to buy from me?
At Ford, and she said, oh, shoot, there's five families done been raised up with that thing.
Well, you see, like this now, if I had all good machinery, I wouldn't need it.
Well, I tell you, Mr. Miles, Willie said, well, might make Mr. Miles mad. I better wait and see what he said, but I come next going down here and get old Jack Williams to come up here and just knock that stuff down with a bush hog.
Yeah.
That stuff out and telling you, I got disgusted with that stuff out there.
Last night.
He was mad, yes, he was mad when he seen it out there. He even called over and almost told several, said, is Frankie there? I said, yes, I want to talk to him. So I want to find out who made that mess. So I said, that's Mr. Miles made that. Now, I ain't got a thing to it. I said, they're right out in the middle of it. Is it a strip ain't even mowed. And so, I said, no. I'll have to lay up, Mr. Miles, because I don't know what happened when I left that. They said, well, it's about three downs on one side, done real good. I said, well, that's why I got straightened out. And so he said, good God Almighty. He said, man, this thing's getting in my hair, too. I said, it's done got under my skin. But I seen old Jack down this morning. I hollered at him. I said, all right, boy, better get to work and get it done.
Yeah.
He said, yeah. I don't know whether he knew who I was or not. I guess he did.
No, he knows who he was.
It was, he got so much growth on that fence, you can't see nobody, see? I seen him as I turned into the road. He was standing by filling up his truck or something. And I just could glimpse him through a little old hole. I said, all right, boy, get that get that thing going, something like that. He said, yeah. So I told Willie. I said, you know, I'm good mind to go down and see what old Jack Charlie come up in.
Oh, he knocked
that
down there while we was thinking about it.
Oh, he knocked it down about an hour and a half, 2 hours with that old big
truck
of his.
Oh, yes.
And it dries it out, too.
Breaks
the stems all up.
Yes.
But he said, no, says, we better not mess with nothing like that, says God. Said, Mr. Guy might get mad about it. Said, this is his deal. I said, yes, yours and his. But I just want to get, I'm going to get me another swig here.
Gosh, yes. Three ways
ice. That'd be a whole lot tough. Fixing to fall out there. That's all right, Mr. Guy. I got plenty right here. I just want a little snort. Just want a little snort. And then I got to get out y'all. Willie said not to stay too long because he had good work. Man, I'll be done monkeying around here. And, well, that's good. I got plenty of ice. I can't take too much. My teeth ain't good. Well, being you all got good trouble. I'll take this. Now, this
plenty. More?
No, sir.
I know, we're fooling it. Reaching and I get plenty. Yeah. That's what for. Well, let me tell you.
Can't do it on the time of tea.
Let me tell you. I know what you're talking about on that. It can. I don't know how you all fit it, but it could fit on those arms, you know. It could fit on the arms, and like you say, come right down to the ground. And you don't have to pick things up. You can just roll them over.
You see, now it had a square bar about that wide, right across the back.
Yeah.
All the way across that. I think 7 foot, what's it?
Yeah. Well, you could have any length you wanted.
Well, that's a factor, maybe.
Oh.
It goes with it. See, if you cultivate, see, that's what we're using one part of cultivating that bar, a little big bar goes across the back.
Uh-huh.
And it hooks up to your lift like your shim, just like an L.
Yeah.
And see, you make this your frame.
Yeah.
You make this frame, have this frame welded out here.
Yeah.
And you can carry anything.
Yeah.
We've even picked up, I don't forgot what we've got on them picked up.
Oh, yes.
We pick up one of them old cedar things, and that thing's heavy.
Let me tell you. You see, I spend a lot of time sitting down at a desk. I come out here, and I got, say, 2 or 3 bags of feed that they delivered from Seminole. You know, I pick them up, take them around there, and empty them. And when you sit at a desk a day, you get so you can't lift anything. And, well, now that's just a small matter. But when you're out in the field, you could work off of that. You see, you can put your posts on it and your tools and...
Oh, yeah, it's a very handy thing. If I had a tractor with a lift, now, it ain't all a CA's tractor that you can do. I mean, channel tractor you can do it. You do it, I guess, the most any tractor. They're like them Fords. But you'd have to figure a way on that Ford. You'd have to set your a straight foundation to come down to your drawbar, rest on your drawbar, bolt it to your drawbar. But I don't believe you'd get it down as low as you will with a channel. Yeah, trying to motion my head. Oh, it's hot. That's still hot, too. Now, I seen that sporty convertible sitting on the shed out there. I said, well, I guess this guy done bought her a sporty car. I didn't know she had company.
Yeah, I done bought me a bicycle.
See that thing? That's a sporty out there. I just tell him somebody had a convertible out there.
Would you like to have a long-handled spoon?
No, miss it all right.
You wouldn't know what to do with one, would you?
Sure wouldn't. Because I'm going to drink this tea in a minute.
Would you like some?
No, I have not. I think I'll let it settle for a while.
Okay.
Well, you just come out with some tea, huh?
Yeah. Good place to come for tea.
Oh, yeah. thought about a tea in my name. Well, that's the biggest thing I do, drink tea. I don't drink much anything else.
I drink
Pepsi Cola.
I thought you were a Pepsi man.
Well, I am on that side, but I mean, this side, I'm other than coffee and all this shit, Gatorade and all that stuff, I take tea.
Frankie, are we going to bail that hay on Sunday?
Well, it says hope not.
When the ox is in the ditch, you have to bail it.
Oh, yeah, I've had to do it several times, and I guess he has too, but...
Lord's not going
to... No, Willie, you know him. He's... I'd go to church, but I don't go and do as much as Willie. Say, he's a deacon, and he don't like to fiddle around on Sunday. He likes to go to church, you know.
And then look at television.
Yeah, and do what's right. Well, I'd do that too.
Well, Frank, it won't be our fault if it's.
I'm getting your tablecloth.
Oh, it's all right. Don't bother that old lady.
Oh, nasty, man.
That's perfect, man.
Sweaty. Well, I have done it. I didn't want to, but. Of course, I guess one of these days, when the points are all figured up, he'll add that too, so. But I told him, I said, what we're going to do, bail it on Sunday. He looked at him and shook his head and said, no, I hope not. So I don't know what, he said Monday. I said, well, I won't be here Monday because I got to go on my job Monday.
Frankie, this is your job. Mrs.
Zetrow. Yes, but that's my real job over there.
Don't you think?
Man, that man, he snores when I'm not there.
He does. What do you have to
He's
do?
He's worked on that phone by that. I'm always telling him I was over here at Mr. Myers.
What did he do?
There's a lie. What are you doing over there?
See, I'm obligated to him for 3 days.
What do you do for him, Frankie?
Oh, I do general work. It's kind of slowed up now, but when he had some 100 head of cows, well, I was 2,000 or 3,000 acres of land to mow and get around.
Oh, 2,000 or 3,000. He's busy.
He got one prairie out there, 446 acres to mow. Big lake green. But I like to mow. It gets tiresome though. I stand up on that old lake. I sit on it all day and folk, yeah. Never let up on it. That thing just rolls. Oh, I'd stop eating once in a while, get a drink of water or something like that. But the rest of the time, man, that thing's moving. But he don't have too much now to do. He's got a little more than he wants me to do this next week. I've been doing a lot of spraying. Been spraying 3.5. Who scattered all that? He said, Mr. Cromwell's cow got out and he asked me what about helping him. And I said, good God, man, I don't work for a man like him. Scatter all that hay out. I mean, half a bale at a time. Boy, I'm telling you, he got more money than he got sense. And him supposed to be a professor. And he's out there digging around. He's out there now. And I seen his tractor, he got a new tractor, you know. He let it sit out there last year, Will said, and broke it up and busted something. See, now that's how much you talking about Mr. Guy knowing about the machinery. And that's a brand new tractor he got over there. So the other day I was looking out there on the road and I heard a tractor going on humming, you know. And it got a little, several little niggas out there, you know. Boy, they like to get on tractors like Jake Lightning, you know. He'll work. He works them, give them nothing, and talk to them, and they get away. You know, they do him just like he was a nigger set, you know. So, I looked around, little Joe Lee, nigger down at Plymouth. I said, well, Mr. Cromwell, if you know what you're up for, you sure better get that little black bugger off that tractor, because he'd be tore it up. They tore school, O'Kella. School tractor down there last year, Ben Mike Lachlan, and his teacher, so they won't know where the tractor was, the FFA tractor. By golly, if it was out here at Flemington, I'm supposed to be there in Ocala. It's out here where I live, right? Working right behind where I live out there. Them buggers bent one of them wheels. I'm a little old nigga now. Nigga, oh, he's about that high. Driving. Great big, one in big four. Nice truck. Run just slick as a bean when they brought out here. And this Ben McLaughlin, he went in as a teacher down there. See, they had his slice teachers last year, you know, and he went in as a teacher down there. So that dad and young bugger, when they found out that, they just threw him out of school. Everything he's went into, yeah, he's been thrown out. He was in the commissioners with the commissioners in Tallahassee. When Governor Johns was in there, Governor Johns put him in there, and Webb, and I don't know, two or three more. And he couldn't let good enough alone. He had to pick at something a little bit bigger, see, than he was. They just threw him out on his head. That's the way it's going to tell on you. That's the reason I say about that little nigga. Now, he would, probably, he wouldn't hire a little white guy, but he'd hire that little old nigga. That little old nigga jump on and shoot. I told Jake, I said, I wouldn't let him push my wheelbar, and this been tore up so long, he ain't got no handles on it. I said, I wouldn't let that little black so-and-so get on nothing I got. He laughed and said, oh, Yanks, shoot, they got to learn somehow. I said, heck, let them learn on somebody else's stuff.
Yeah.
But boy, I'm telling you, machinery, that's a costly bunch of stuff.
Yeah, we got to learn, guy, a little something about it.
But, well, he's learning out there now, how hard it is. It's hard out there.
Well,
nice meeting you. I'll see you.
Nice meeting you, friend.
Yeah.
This is 623, channel 2 right, and the end of Frankie's tape. He was talking to Rick Reynolds in the kitchen. He'd finished his mowing, and now they went on out, and they were going to take the mower off the, Cookie's mower off the tractor, and have the tractor free for the rake tomorrow. This is the end of Frankie's tape. Willie's, I put on another reel. Willie made a beautiful tape, about an hour. It's on Suzanne's reel. And this side, most of it, is Frankie. It's not very much. He didn't stay and talk very much. I guess he worked too much. And this is 640, channel 2 right. This Friday, the 31st of July, 1970, channel 2 right. Channel 2 right, around 640. This... 31st of July, 1970. This is the end of Frankie's tape.